Shirigana Kobasha Kaliba Kapu. Iriba Sandiriba Shakarabo Sadiriba. Rekadiba Shidini Kumba Sadiri Kobasha Kadiba Shedede. Oh, Kodibaya Kadinibo Shadada Kapoko Akasa Edidini Kobasha. Kabia kasidini kubashi kini kudibasa dada na karabo kubashi kini kumba kari dini divoshi kini kubasa Amma ya dini 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 kona bashi kini dini kona basi kini dini kubashi kanika karabo kubashi ka Kuribashi kini kini kuribashi kada dini dini kuribashi kari bara bose dini 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 kumba kasha kari ba ya chikiri basa ana karabashi kini kumba sa dini 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 karabashi kini dini kuribashi kini dini Holy, holy God, Shiri Baya Rabu Koba Sadi, Kamasha Kadi, Sikiri Bumasha Kadi. Mia Kabu Kobasi, Idi Dikuri Baya Karabu Kobashi, Idi Kudi de Kadabosh, Idi de Kurabasa, Dada, Rekabaya Karabu Kobashi, Idi Kudi Bas, Idi Kidi Kudi Bash, Idi Kurabakas, Idi Devosh, Idi. Moko bashi ide sadani di kabashi kadani. Oh, precious Savior, I give you glory, I give you honor, I give you adoration. I thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for this new day, oh God, oh God, Jesus, that in your hands, in your presence, we can honor you. In your faithfulness, we can trust in you. Kuri bashi kadidi kabashi kadidi kabasa da da da. We look unto you, you are holy, unto you. You are worthy, unto you you are gracious, O God, Ibasha, Edi Kuribakas, Edi Kuribasha, Kadaba, Rebas, Ikini Kuribasha, Edi Kuribasa, Dada, Rambakaya Karabu Kobash, Edi Kuribasa, Dedeshi, Edebosa, Dakariba, Mokobash, Edi Kuribasa, Dada, Holy Spirit, you deserve the praise, you deserve the honor, you deserve the adoration, O God, you deserve the exaltation, Father, we give you. Glory, Holy Spirit, indeed you are our friend now. All in all, we have seen your hand, we've seen your faithfulness, we've seen your guidance, we've seen your goodness in everything that we are, in everything that we do, oh God. Indeed, it takes your hand, it takes your mercy. Makariba shikiri kuriba shikiri kuriba sada da da rikoba shikiri koba sada. We come against every works of the evil one, oh God, every plans of darkness. Shikiri kuriba shikiri kuriba sada da. Every demonic activity, oh God, every form of discouragement, we bind it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we come against all forces of darkness, all works of the enemy. We bind them in the name of Jesus. You who searches our hearts and minds, encourage Jesus, guard our hearts, oh God. Forgive us, sanctify us by your blood, through and through, oh God, indeed, through and through, indeed. In our thoughts, in our action, in our doing, oh God, indeed at each and every level we submit all that we are to you. Makashi kidi kuribashi kidi kuribasa kidi rikabashi kidi kuribashi kidi kuribasi kidi kuribashi kidi ka rambasi kidi de kurabashi kidi kuribasa kidi de kubashi kidi kuribasa kidi de ambaya kare de kubashi kidi kuribasa kidi de karabo ambaya tese. Idi Kadabashi, Idi Kuribas, Idi Kumba Kashi, Idi Kumba, Ambayakas, Idi Bash, Idi Kuribas, Idi Kabash, Idi Kuribas, 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 Oh, you deserve the praise. You deserve the honor. You deserve the worship. You release the server of your grace. You release the server of your grace. Each and every place that we go to, oh God, you make a way, oh God. You make a way for us, oh God. Indeed, when our backs were against the wall and we thought that it was over, oh God, you made a way. You come through, oh God. You intervene, oh God, even at the last moment, oh God. You show your kindness. You show your faithfulness, oh God. You show your divine hand, oh God, oh God, Jesus. When we see your hand, your faithfulness, your guidance, when we've seen your truth, oh God, in your truth, oh God, we can trust in you. Father God, indeed, you see the future. You see ahead, oh God. You make a way where there is no way. We thank you for your presence, oh God. We thank you for your hand. Oh God, you are gracious. You are full of mercy. You are full of favor. You are full of goodness, oh God. Thank you for the seasons that you raise us up, oh God. The seasons that you take us through, indeed, one day after another, oh God. Indeed, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on it he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the water. Whatever he does prospers. Indeed, his leaf does not wither. He is like a tree, shakara osa, that bears fruit in its season. Yes, indeed, we determine our own seasons. Our seasons are ordained of you. Indeed, child of God, we walk in our own seasons. We bear fruit in each and every season. Our fruit is not limited to the seasons of men, because Father, indeed, you work out all things in conformity to the purpose of your will, O God. You work out all things in conformity. You make a way where there is no way. You make a way where there is no way. Oh God, you are gracious, oh God. You watch over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish, my God. Indeed, it takes your hand, it takes your power, it takes your provision, it takes your grace and your goodness, oh God. Lord, you sustain us in everything that we do, oh God. Indeed, we are well watered. Being in your presence is refreshing. Being in your presence is the rest. Indeed, you are predestined, so God. Indeed, those that you knew, you foreknew, you predestined, and those that you predestined, you justified, and them that justified, you glorified. than them. Oh, makashiki de koribasada. The Lord, you preordained us to be conformed to the image of your Son. And indeed, he must be the firstborn among many brethren. Oh God, you have made us in your own image, oh God. You made us your sons, oh God. You have given us the right to become children of God, the right to become sons of God. Father, I thank you for the authority that you've given us, oh God, to speak to situations, to speak to headaches, oh God, to speak to sickness, to speak to cancer, to speak to every condition, to be healed in the name of Jesus. Father God, we stand in the place of sonship, oh God. We stand in the place of your Son, O Kabash, Edikuribasadadi. Because we died with him, O God, and you raised us up together with him, and you set us up together with him in heavenly places, in the place of authority, in the bosom of his Son, O God of Ash, in the Kuba set it there. And Lord, we receive, we experience your grace, we receive and we experience your mercy, we receive and we experience your forgiveness, we receive and we experience your goodness. Shikaraba set it there. And Lord, you continually watch over your sons and daughters. You continually make a way where there is no way. Indeed, our hearts are full of gratitude. Oh, Father, indeed, why not for your hand, where would we be, O God? Why not for your faithfulness, where would we be, O God? If we are to count our own sins against us, who can stand? But in you there is mercy, in you there is grace, in you there is forgiveness, in you there is goodness, in you there is kindness. Lord, you are a God that positions your children. You establish your servants, O God. You establish your grace. You lead us, Ameda Karaboshi, in the Kuribashi, in the Kuribasa, that the dear Rikaribashi, in the Kurabasa, that the dear Rikabashi, in the Kubashi, dear. Thank you for our families, Amakaribashi, in the Kubasa. Oh God, indeed, you say you place the lonely in families, Shiki, the Kuribashi, the Kedike. None shall desire her mate and lack of Kubashi, in the Kuribashi, the dear. Oh, thank you for the grace for families this morning, the grace of children, oh God, the grace to be married, the grace to stay married, the wisdom to dwell in understanding, oh God, the wisdom indeed to have stability, oh God. Father, indeed, we know the enemy opposes every good thing, oh God. He opposes every planting of God, oh God. And Father, indeed, while men slept, oh, indeed the enemy came and planted tares, oh God. And Father, indeed we come against every planting of the evil one, oh God. We come against every work of darkness that seeks to bring down the marriages of your brothers and sisters, oh God. Of our brothers and sisters, against the institution of marriage, against those that are going through suffering, oh God, through breakups, oh God, through divorce, oh God, through hurt as a result of marriages, oh God. Father, I speak for healing. I send forth your healing hands, oh God. You say that the Son of Righteousness shall come with healing in his wings, oh God. And Father, I thank you that you have sent forth your Son, oh God. You sent forth your word and you heal every disease, oh God. Your word that creates, your word that turns around every situation, that turns around emotional wounds, oh God, that brings about healings and restorations, oh God. The word that teaches us your ways, oh God. That teaches us the pattern of God, oh God. I thank you that, Lord, you are a mighty God. Shema kaya kadidide boshya karibase e. Pura basse de boshi, kidikuri basse de karabusoto boshi, kidikarabusoto no kobashi, kidikaribashi, kidikuri basse de da 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 Oh God, he thank you for the harvest, oh God. You say in your word that the harvest is ready, but the laborers are few. We need to ask the Lord of the harvest, and he shall grant us more laborers into his harvest field. Send for more laborers. What we need are laborers. Oh God, we need more laborers in the harvest field of Bangladesh. Lord of the harvest, send forth more. Oh God, send forth more in Cox's Bazaar. Establish the work of your hands, oh God. Establish the destiny. Establish the lives of young people, oh God. Establish the young lives of mothers. Establish the lives of everyone that is involved, the poor, the rich, the working, the non-working. You came to set your captives free, O God. You came to set those that are in bondage, those that are in bondage of corruption, those that are in bondage of sin, O God, those that are in bondage of addiction. You came to set the captives free, O God. And indeed, it is by your truth you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, O God. And you are the truth, because you say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Father, I thank you for the spirit of truth that is working in our midst, O God, that is teaching us your ways, that is teaching us your grace, O God. You say the God of all truth, the grace of all truth, O Kubashi, shall guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you for the revelation of your Son, O God. I thank you for the revelation that it was pleased you that indeed Christ in us will be revealed, O God. That you shall reveal Christ in me, O God, the hope of glory. I thank you that indeed I have a Father. I have a Father who is concerned. I have a Father who is keen over everything that concerns me, O God, that concerns my children, O God, that concerns my family, O God, that concerns my marriage, O God, everything that concerns my brothers, my sisters, my relatives, O God. Thank you, the Lord, you have never abandoned us, O God. You have never forsaken us. You've never left us alone, O God. We have seen your kindness. We have seen your faithfulness, O God. Jesus, you are holy. Oh, precious Savior, you are holy. Marikashi idikudibasa ikaraboshi idikudibasa kadi rikadiboshi idikudibasa da. Oh God, we need you. Marikayambukubikashi idikudibasa ididikabashi idik. Oh God, indeed you are a good, good Father, oh God. I need your guidance. I need your wisdom. I need your strength, oh God. I need your ability, oh God. Go with us this morning, oh God. Go with the various faithful, oh God, who shall be speaking your word, who shall be teaching your word to the various servants of God in every place, oh God, who shall be releasing words of truth, oh God. The Lord, you shall all guide their mouth. Guide their words, guide their thoughts, oh God, guide their actions, oh God. May they know the way, the truth, and the life, oh God. May they experience who you are. Oh God, we need souls to be saved, oh God. We need men to be saved, oh God. We need men to come to the knowledge of the saving truth, oh God, according to your heart's desire, oh God. Oh God, release the grace over the land, oh God. The grace for salvation. The grace to understand the gospel, oh God. The grace to understand truth, oh God. The grace to understand the sacrifice that you have done, oh God. The sacrifice that you have made for our lives, oh God. And God, we need you. We need you more and more, oh God. We bind every complication. We bind every work of the enemy. We bind every work of darkness that wants to hinder your children from knowing the truth of the gospel, oh God. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are lifting us up, oh God. I thank you that you're taking us from one level of glory to another. Thank you for your remembrance, oh God, of your mini capacity, your remembrance of myself, your remembrance of a tabu, oh God, you remember your children. Remembrance, oh God, remembrance, oh God, that indeed you are making a way, oh God, you are making a way, oh God, that whatever the situation, it is covered, oh God, whatever the circumstance, it is defeated, oh God, whatever the enemy meant for bad, you are turning it around for our good, oh God, as we look unto you, oh God, as we look unto your grace, oh God, as we look unto your divine enablement, oh God, strength. Strengthen us, O God. Give us your strength, O God. Give us your power, O God. Give us your wisdom, O God. Give us your utterance, O God. Give us your divine faithfulness, O Makaribash. I need you, Marabu, I need you more and more, Koribash. Each and every day I need you. Oh, Kamasi. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, Mola. More power, more of you in my life, oh, by a kabakasi, and more love, shikide bakabakasi, more power, goody bakashikide, more of you in my life, and I will worship you. With all of my heart, and I will worship you with all of my strength, oh my God, and I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord. Oh, you are my Lord, more love.
Amen, amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord, more power. Thank you, Jesus. That we pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you that you answer prayers and that indeed you are with us. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for another good morning. We praise God for His grace. He's been teaching us on prayer. And I believe that I know without a shadow of doubt that there is a lot that God has been helping us to learn. You know, we started with looking at the sovereignty of God, understanding that the main purpose of God, of prayer, and is not to change God, but to bring us to alignment to the will of God. And we mentioned that prayer, yes, as people will call it, a key, but it does not mean that prayer is the one that moves God, that manipulates God. Because the moment we think of prayer as a tool to get what we want, then we move away from believing, trusting, and just loving on God for who He is. And we focus on God as the one who just gives things. And you see, when we do that, it's like we're telling the Father that I'm just after the things. You know, yesterday we were learning about when we speak to God, give us this day our daily bread, and seeing it as a place of needs. And yes, prayer is a place that we can express ourselves. We can ask of God anything, and he said if we ask anything according to his name, he shall be given unto us, and we shall ask the Father in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says that you shall not need to ask me anything. So that means at that time we are not asking. The mode of prayer is not to Jesus, but it is to the Father. It is to our Father. And that's why he said, my Father and your Father, our Father. It is about a relationship that we are expressing ourselves. We are expressing ourselves to God. We are expressing ourselves to one that we have a relationship with. And you see, it's like when you come to, you know, when you, if you've ever thought about it, when you have a relationship with someone, it means that you have a starting point of communication. You have a starting point. Can you imagine someone who does not have a relationship with you coming to just ask of you things, coming to just without any expressions, without any concerns? You know, someone just appears, and the moment you see him, or the first communication that you see coming from this person is, oh, I need this. Then you learn, even you as a person that is being asked, you'll be like, it's just out of the blues. You've not been communicating, you know, for for the past 2 years or 1 year or even months. But then when there's a need, that is when you see that someone has added you somewhere or called upon you or is asking for this. And then you ask yourself, but does this person only think of you when they are in trouble? Or is this, would it not have been better if this person had been coming on a constant basis, has been coming to talk to you, has been coming to express themselves? I mean, it's easier for you to answer or for you to meet the need of a person who loves you or who is concerned about the relationship, as opposed to the person who is just focused on what they can get from you. And you see, that is the challenge that we have of many believers. And the devil knows that many Christians are just after God because of the things that they can get. So to them, Christianity is a form to escape from poverty. It's an outlet to express, to get out of lack, to get out of problems. In that when they see themselves, they have gone through so much, and that they realize that, oh, this could be an escape route out of where I am. So now the gospel that appeals towards them, that is about, oh, getting to, you know, to another level or getting to be prospered, becomes the gospel that appeals to them. Well, because of their present situation, but also because they are focusing on things, you understand? So it becomes a challenge, a mix of lust and wants, and instead of a love relationship. And that's just one of the things that we also looked at, that prayer is a place of expressions of our love. It's a place where we can express our deepest love with God, and is a place where we can express our intimacy with God. Remember, it is about intimacy. If you've not expressed your intimacy, if you've not grown into your intimacy, if you've not spent time with your Father to express yourself, to grow in intimacy, then it is very hard for you to come at that last moment and you're like, oh, I need this. Even you as a human being, if someone does that, you're not happy. But you see, God is not like men. He still answers us because he is God. The Bible tells us that He is faithful even when we ourselves are not unfaithful, when we are faithless, because he cannot deny himself. So God cannot deny his nature. He still stays faithful even when men use him, even when men just come to him for needs or come to him for specific things and then have not come to him for the relationship. And you see, so these are some of the things that set apart the difference between answered prayers, between those who see results in their prayers and those who don't. So when you want to see results in your prayers, then that means you need to know, how does one form a relationship with God? The relationship is a starting point. And that's what you can see even from the initial prayer that we've learned. He says, "Our Father who is in heaven." That means you're speaking to not a distant God, but you're speaking to a God that in whom has granted you a relationship with him. I don't know if you can ever fathom or understand that the God who made the countless of galaxies, the billions of galaxies, billions of stars, the whole earth in its majesty and beyond, desired and calls us his children. He calls us his sons. And that starting point of a relationship is extremely key. And as we also learned that, you know, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11 verse 6, that anyone that goes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so faith is that confidence, is that assurance. It's just like if your father was maybe the richest man in the world, when you go to him to ask even for a new car or to ask for a new house, you're sure that without a shadow of doubt that your father is able to do it. And not only is he able to, he is willing to do it. And his heart is for you. So when we come to God with the full confidence that whatever we are asking of him, he will do it. He will do it. Then that tells us that we are coming to him in faith. And faith works together with love. So we are not coming to a place where we are just wishful thinking. We are not just coming to a place where it is just to express our desires, our unpurified desires. Because the challenge, and that's what we also read in James chapter 4, is that we ask and we covet and we desire and we are fighting and we are quarreling. And the reason why we do not get answers from prayers is because we ask amiss, we pray amiss. And because we pray amiss, it's because we are praying out of our fleshly desires. We're looking for a way to satisfy our flesh. And when we do that, anything that gratifies self, anything that raises up your own self in opposition to the will of God, to the plan of God, God does not answer. But you see, as you grow in your relationship with God, and this is what we've been learning, that as you continue to express that relationship, when your prayer has become a place of love, a place of intimacy, a place that you walk into, you know, prayer becomes a place that you love to go, that you are driven to go, that you find that even when you've not gone there, you feel like there's a gap that is missing, that something was amiss because you have not prayed, because you have not had time with your Father. And I assure you that as you're consistently in the place of prayer, as you're consistently in the place of expressing yourself to God, you will also encounter the God of prayer. You will also encounter the intimacy and love of the Father. And this you will experience through the Holy Spirit. And you will realize that even if you're in the place of prayer and you want to leave before, and yes, it was sweet, you will feel a tug in your heart that, no, don't go. Stay on. Carry on. because you've gotten to the place where you're not even focused on time. Your prayer life is not limited to the hours or the minutes that you're spending. Your prayer is you enter that place where you don't even notice time. You don't even notice the time. Think of lovers. Think of when you're courting, when you're having, you know, conversations with your loved ones. You do not even look at the time, because that time is so critical to them. You set aside distractions. You set aside your phone. You set aside anything that will distract you. Even if a phone will come and you're in the middle of a proper conversation with your loved ones, you just mute your phone. And you say you look at that later, because at that moment you value him. You prioritize that relationship. You're prioritizing that moment. And that these are some of the things that tug at our hearts when we are expressing ourselves to God. Are we in intimacy with him? Are we in those closeness, in that closeness of a relationship with God? That we know without a shadow of doubt, this is my appointment. This is my hour of grace. This is the grace hour that I have determined that I must meet with my Father at this time. And this speaks of intimacy. This speaks of a relationship. That you're not just ticking the box. You know, the challenge with us is that we can easily turn moments that are supposed to be expressions of love into doctrinal, into places of the law, you know, where we have moved away from expressions of love to being expressions of law, where it becomes it is a must. You do not do it, and then you it's no longer out of love, but it becomes out of duty. And so you find someone is just praying or reading the Bible to just tick the box. And that is a challenge that the Pharisees were going through. To them, it became just religion. But Christianity is not a religion. It is a way of life. It is an expression of love. It is a place of intimacy. The people that know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. That knowing speaks of intimacy. Adam knew his wife, and she begat a child, and she begat Cain. So that knowing is that place of intimacy that God is calling us deeper. Remember when Jesus met Peter the first time, and Peter was, he started teaching from Peter's boat. And as he taught, then he told Peter, cast down your net on the right side and let down your nets for a catch. And Peter was like, but master, we have been toiling. We have been working the whole night and we have caught nothing. You can see what Peter is saying. He was telling Jesus that, Lord, Master, we have been doing this. This is the day. The day is not the time of fishing. We fish at night because we use lights to attract the fish. You know, there's a time that people fish, which is at night. But you see, Jesus is asking Peter to cast down his nets for a catch at the wrong time. That means, To Peter, it did not make sense that you're asking us to fish in a time where we don't fish. Because this is a time where, for a practical person, we will not catch any fish. And yes, Peter was right in his human capacity, because he understands the physiology, whether there's courses of fisheries, right? He understands the process. In the human angle, that this is what is done. And for sure, they had toiled all night. And you see, that is the difference between human effort and when we are listening to God in prayer. And as I said, when you're in intimacy, then it's not just you talking, but it's also God the Father speaking to you. You remember, that's why you remember we are talking about the things that hurt the Father. If there are things within us that hinder that relationship, God brings them as we are praying. And as you're praying, you hear, oh, you need to confess on this. Oh, you had a bad thought here. Oh, you thought about this. And as you, even in your heart, as you're praying, you immediately say, oh God, I'm sorry, forgive me. And immediately there's a purification that happens in your soul. There's a purification that you feel you've been cleansed from all unrighteousness. You're justified, you're purified, you're glorified. And you're entering into that zone again where there's that closeness, there's that plane. So Jesus tells Peter, cast down your net for a catch. And you see, what does Peter do? He says that we have done this all night, but at your word, I will do it. So in the place of intimacy, it is a place where we are seeking to hear from God. Let your ears be open each time you come to prayer. Let your inner ears be open. Let you be sensitive to verses that God gives you as you pray. Because as you're praying, you know, God speaks to us through his word. And anytime God gives you an instruction, if you're not clear, we'd ask God to give you the word. Where is that in the Bible? Where is an expression? Where is that answer that God has given you, such that you can align it with the word of God? Give me a verse for it. Then you will have the confidence that this is not a corruption from the devil. This is not a manipulation from demons, because God speaks by his word. And you can bet on it, you can count on it. You might not even know where the verse is, but if you even ask him, he will tell you where it is. Because the Bible tells us the Spirit of truth will come and guide us in all truth. And so he says, but at your word. So there is a place where we receive the word of God in prayer. How is it that you get ideas? How is it that you meditate? How is it that you have a direction? As you're praying, it is a place where you're speaking. You're speaking. As you're speaking, you can be asking God, God, I don't know what to do about this situation with my family. I don't know what to do about my marriage. I don't know what to do about my child. I don't know what to do about this health. I don't know how to navigate this position. How do I get this job? How do I get this angle? How do I break through in this direction? And as you're meditating with God, as you're thinking with God, as you're contemplating, and this is the place where even in prayer, there are times you keep silent and your heart just speaks. Your heart is just speaking to God. And you're asking God, God, I don't know. I don't know. Because it's not every time in prayer that you even speak. Is it Ecclesiastes chapter 5 where it tells us that when you come to God, do not be in a hurry like the fools and offer the sacrifice of fools. When you go, let your mouth be silent. Be reverent. You know, like, be concerned. There's a time you go to God and that you're not even in a hurry to speak. But even as you're not speaking, your hearts are speaking. I don't know if you can understand that you can even be silent in the presence of God, and that is even a deeper prayer than the person who is speaking in many words. Why? Because in that point, you're silent, but your hearts are speaking, your hearts are communicating. There's a point where even as those that are in marriage, those that are loving one another, there's a point where even words are not there to express how they're speaking to one another. And they just, as they hug one another, in their hearts, there's a deeper communication of truth that you can just be safe. You are safe in his arms. You are safe in his thoughts. And these are moments of meditation. These are moments of how you speak and how you hear from God. And anyone that takes time to not only pray to God, not only to come to God as a relationship, as an intimacy, then is a person that is sensitive to wait to hear from God. And this is why the prophet said that I will stand at my watch. I will go and stand in my place. I will hear what he says to me. And he was told, write the vision, make it plain on tablets. There's a place where you need to hear the voice of God. Prayer is that place where God can speak to you directly. He can give you the word. He can give you the verses to read. He will give you the ideas of what he's answering. So in your place of contemplative prayer, in your place of meditating prayer, in your place of thinking of God's word, as you're silently, either in silence or in worship, you can be playing worship, and your inner man, you're allowing your heart to actually speak to God. You've closed your mouth, but you're allowing your inner heart to speak to God. And in those moments, you're asking God questions. And you see, as we've learned, God is never scared by our requests. Every time Jesus dealt with someone, anyone that asked to God, he answered. And he will ask you, what do you want? And the person says, I want to walk. He will say, walk. What do you want? I want my child to be raised. And then, okay, let us go. He said, no. You don't need to come to my house. Just say the word. And he said, wow, I have never seen such great faith in Israel. Go. Your son is made well. So you see, God was never challenged. Jesus was never challenged by the requests of men. It's not like you're going to scare God with your request. But you see, in your intimacy, when you're having that closeness of that friendship, that closeness, as you will ask him, he will tell you, no, not now. He will tell you, okay, wait. He will give you a word. He will tell you, don't worry. Right now you're going through this, but all things work together for good. You see, for me, one thing that has helped me is that before anything that I've ever faced, when I just wake up, I receive a word in my spirit. There's just a verse that God plants in my spirit. It could just be all things work together for good. And once I receive it, I'm like, thank you. Thank you, because I have a word that will sustain me in that season. This is that daily bread that we are asking from God. That spiritual substance that we are telling God, God, as you've just woken up, may he send you his word in the morning. May he send you his word as you pray. You know, with God, you just need one word that can keep you 50 years. He can just give you one revelation, one insight, one place, one vision. Because the vision of the word is what God gives us. That's why in that place of intimacy, then you are looking for that word. You are searching for that word. And even as you're silent, even as you're asking God, 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 speak. Speak. How will I approach this situation? How will I approach my boss? How will I handle this? What should I do? Should I buy this land? As you're asking God, as you're contemplating, as you're in that place of intimacy, contemplating, meditating, then you'll hear the word, go. You will surely succeed. You shall surely overtake. And you can get up and just start giving glory to God. Hallelujah. And this is where, this is now how the, you know, even if you go to Acts 13, the Bible says, there were many, in Antioch, there were many prophets and teachers, and you know, it lists their names. And then it says, while they were ministering unto the Lord with prayer and fasting. So this is a place where they were expressing their intimacy with God. They were spending time with God. When you fast, you purpose to spend time with your Father. You purpose to set aside your moments with God, that this is priority with your Father. This is priority with your God. This is priority with not just someone who is distant, but this is a time of your intimacy. So the prayer that really makes a difference is a prayer that is of a relationship, is a prayer that is of intimacy, is a prayer that you have expressed your emotions, where you're just not after things, but you are after the sweetness, the joy of His presence. And as you're spending time with Him, as I assure you, the Lord gives you a word. The Bible says, as they were ministering to the Lord said, set apart for me Paul and Barabbas for the work to which I have called them. And the Bible says, and they continued praying. And after they had finished praying, then they laid hands on Paul and Barabbas and they released them to go and do the work to the Gentiles. So you see, like just going back to Peter in the ship, because he had been listening to the word, he had been hearing Jesus teach, his faith was already awakened. And when he was told, cast your nets, he said, but at your word. Why? Because he had gotten to the point after hearing the word, he was like, let me, based on what I've heard of you, this, you must be a righteous man. You must be the teacher. I will do it at your word. And he cast down his nets on the right. And the Bible says, as they started to pull them, it was so much that their nets began to break and their boats began to sink. I tell you, if you follow this pattern, if you follow these expressions of intimacy, if you spend time with your Father, I tell you, when you get the word and you cast your net in the direction that God has told you, because it is about direction. Prosperity that people are crying out to, people are giving, people are sowing, people are doing so many things, prophets, what, those things that people are looking for, it just takes one word from God to know which is the right time, which is the right direction to do it. And when he did it, the nets began to break and their boats began to sink. And there is a principle, there's a big teaching there of nets breaking and boats sinking. That tells him that they are now getting beyond their capacity. Whatever you're asking for God, have you built the capacity to receive it? There are people today who are asking for 1 million or even 100,000. But the moment they get it, they are lost in alcohol. That means they've not yet built their nets. They have not yet built their boats to receive that. So there is a place where God builds us in structure first for us before we receive that which we are asking of God. That which, before we get that assurance of what we are asking of God, there's a place where we can build. There's a place where we can ask of God. There's a place where you've built your capacity, your intimacy with God. And then when you get the catch, you are ready for it. Otherwise, some blessings can break us because we're not ready for it. And you've seen it. So many young people, they all of a sudden get success. They all of a sudden get all this money. There's so much money in content creation, in media, in what, in running. You know, they all of a sudden become millionaires and they get lost in alcohol. They get lost in immorality. They get lost in having children everywhere. And the success that came too early kills them. And that is a sad reality. But God is calling us to a place of intimacy in prayer. Intimacy is not after self-satisfaction, but it is after pleasing the person that you love. Can we really, by the grace of God and by the help of God, grow in that place of intimacy, that it is becomes a relationship? A relationship that is not bound by time. Yes, it's consistent in that you have set aside the time, but it's not in that place that is bound, that even after we finish our talking now, our sharing now, you can still feel within you that I need to go deeper. I need to go deeper. I need to launch out into the deep. I assure you, when you respond to those longings, when you respond to those stirrings, then you enter that deep place. You enter, you launch out into the deep. And anytime you launch out, let your ears be attentive. Let the ears of your heart be attentive to the speakings of God. Don't just speak to God and speak. Be silent. Allow him to speak to you. Allow him to minister unto you verses. Read the word of God. Have a different, come out with something. Come out with something. And even if you're not coming out with something, stay with him, that your joy becomes just hearing his voice. And I tell you, once you grow to that, you will love God, because you will know his heart. Anyone who knows the heart of someone has found him. May God have our hearts in prayer. I think I'll stop there, and I pray that God has helped us to understand the intimacy of prayer, the intimacy that God calls us, the heart that he expects of us, the relationship that he's calling us to when he calls us to that place of prayer. Yeah, I'll stop there, my brother. You're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Manuel, for that wonderful sermon. Indeed, it's important to grow a relationship with God and our intimacy with him in everything that we do.
Mm.
So, speaking, I was remembering the story of Mary and Martha, sisters. Christ said, I think was it to Martha, that, you know, you're troubled by many things, but she was the right one. No? I think that alone was an indication of, you know, the relationship that she chose to come and sit at the foot of
his
word. Or the teaching and all that. I think it speaks to positioning, it speaks to the choices we make, it speaks to, you know, our approach. Sometimes we take the relationship with God for granted.
Yes.
We feel like now we know God now, we have been with him, we have walked the journey with him, so I can approach him at leisure.
Casually.
Everywhere I want, casually, no?
Yeah.
So in that arrogance, in that, you know, we lose doubt. Relationship with God is a serious one. It's not something to, you know, it's that you say, I've known now, I can be as I am. I think it's important, and thank you for that reminder, because we forget, you know, and, you know, there's a lot of doctrine being taught out there that is confusing people a lot, that someone goes, attend 3, 4, 5 Sundays prayers, and now they, like, they, you know, they own that I mean, there's too much ownership. Like now, God, do as you will or as you wish. Just because they did a few Sunday prayers, you know.
They're demanding.
They're demanding, you know. So that's how it is. But yes, let me stop here. But yes, I mean, thank you for that.
Oh, no, and I really agree. It's really a place of a relationship. And for me, I think my heart is really that people will learn that even when we come to God, even when we come for people to pray for us, you know, many people are just after needs. Oh, you can just see them even on online or something like that. As long as they're hearing, oh, I connect to this altar. You know, it's like, it's not even about connecting to God. You know, I see comments like that. I'm like, God, why don't we understand that it's not about connecting to like someone's altar or something like that? No, your own. Where is your own altar? Where is your own place of consecration? Where is your own place of intimacy with God? And really, yes, I know God raises people to be anchors of, you know, of prayer and anchors of leading people. But even as they come, even as God has given us the grace to raise them and teach them, may we teach them to depend on God. May we teach people how to pray so that we teach them how to fish the way we ourselves, God has helped us to learn how to fish. You understand? But you see, the challenge with where it is when you're focusing on yourself, maybe as a leader, then you'd be happier if they are in ignorance, because they will depend on you. They will come and give you gifts. You prayed for them, they answered. You are the source of your breakthrough. So as long as people are depending on you, they come. Your ministry grows. You become a big man of God. And yet you have many, many, many babies. But I pray that even that as you listening, and I mean whoever you are, wherever you are, that the reason why we pray together, the reason why I record the prayers is because I want you to see practically that how you can express yourself to God and how it can become a part of your life. So it's more of, I try not to like go like, oh, let me cover this, let me do this. I don't want you to be just saying amen, 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 amen. I also want you to express yourself that you're talking to your own Father. So for me, I see this as a platform to just have people grow in that, and that we learn from him and we grow in intimacy. And I pray that God shall do that. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word that you've taught us, that we need to grow in intimacy in prayer. And I pray that your word shall take root and the enemy shall not steal it. Teach us to wait in prayer. Teach us to meditate on your word in prayer. Teach us to hear your voice in prayer. And teach us to just love you and not to just come to you for our needs, but to come because we love you. We honor, we adore you, and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Meet us at our points of need, and everything that your children are needing, the Lord, you shall make a way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Have a blessed, blessed day. And let's catch up later on today. Bye-bye.